everyone. Welcome to another episode of Bus Stop Diaries. I am Muftau Nabila Abdullahi. Today's episode, we want to start with a moment of silence. The silence is for a reason. It is because if you live within Accra, or even outside Accra, downpour every year continue to take away the lives of hardworking people, our properties, our lives, everything we do, we struggle because our roads are not good enough. Our gutters continue to get choked. When it rains even for 15 minutes, the whole place gets flooded. And you're wondering, how on earth would someone close from work, heading home, spend 8 hours on the road before you get home? I'm here with Daniel Cranton and Eben. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you.
Eben,
yeah.
Have you experienced something like that before? We, like, you go house, it took, you can't, inside the traffic, no movement.
Not specifically, but I think that, I mean, once you live in Accra and it rains, a lot of times you encounter these challenges. I think at one time, I was going through a place like that. When I got my car fresh, Charlie, I got to some place. I didn't know how to whether to go forward or go backwards. It was such a mess. Later, when I go, I realized that I had caused some damage under my car. You know, for me, as a journalist, sometimes I get frustrated because, and I tell people that journalism in Ghana is depressing.
Papa.
It's depressing because you report on one thing for about 10, 20 years. Ah. Nothing changes. I mean, I started journalism like around 2004. Flooding has always been part of the news.
Years.
And I can tell you the news scripts in terms of
don't change it.
Flooding doesn't even change. Sometimes when it's flooding and we say we should get a report, I actually get angry.
I saw a graphic story of 1960
talking
about flooding.
1960, about flooding in Accra on a graphic front page. You know, so it really gets frustrating. And sometimes you ask yourself, you know, we know there are natural disasters we cannot really deal with sometimes. I mean, sometimes it can overtake you.
Yeah.
We know what happened recently in Dubai, the whole Dubai itself.
Yeah.
But you know, when some of the things are just man-made, caused by man-made actions, then that's where the problem is. And leadership is failing because, like, the gutters incident, for instance.
Mm.
This Kaswa gridlock that happened, my luck was that Monday, for some reason, I decided to work from home. And because I am online, I had a privilege to work from home.
Yeah.
So when the thing started, I told my wife, Charlie,
lucky
hey, this thing would have caught me easy. Because I live at Wager. It would have caught me straight.
You are in the waterproof zone.
You know, it would have caught me straight. But I felt for people. And I've experienced it before. Because at one time, I went to West Hills Mall to buy something around the area. Just when we came, it was raining. It started raining. So around that SEC barrier where the bigger problem is, it caught us there. And it took us about 1 hour, 30 minutes. This was not even a heavy rain. It was just raining for about 30 minutes. It's just a big problem.
Danike, he said this is man-made.
No, but it's true.
Yeah, they are man-made.
And that's what I don't understand. Like, so, like, what are leaders there for? If something has... When did June 3 happen?
2015.
Yeah.
That time I was in uni, on vacation. Me, I was watching TV the whole day. I was watching TV the whole day. And I was not watching. It wasn't like I was watching. I was watching ball. You know me. Me, I was watching football and things. I didn't know what was going on. All I knew that like, it was raining. But it wasn't raining heavily. Yeah. It was just consistent drizzle. Then, so following morning, graphic, I'm like, hey, this is what happened last night.
Yeah.
It was 2015.
Yeah, 2015.
It's like 9 years ago.
Yeah.
But it's still happening today.
Yeah.
Like we are literally one bad rainfall away from it happening.
Yeah.
That Shiashi junction.
Yeah, yeah.
15 minutes, it will be three lane becomes one lane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just 15 minutes of rain.
Yeah. No, add Okpongolo.
I'm saying that's the whole road.
Yeah.
The whole stretch.
Kaneshi first line.
15 minutes back. Three lane becomes one lane. It means traffic. And the point is, why is it consistently happening every time?
Leadership.
So the people in charge, what are they doing? What are our leaders doing?
Leadership.
Like, so you just come, you live it out for 4 years, enjoy yourself and you go. Yeah. Like, what? Where is the work? Show working. Where is the work?
Yeah. Do they even see it as a problem in the first place?
Of course it's a problem. If people are dying, if it's affecting the livelihood of people, then it's clearly a problem. And they use it. You see, what I don't understand is that you identify it as a problem when you are doing campaign message.
Yeah.
But it all of a sudden becomes okay when you are in power.
Yeah.
Like, why? Seriously, why?
And you see, yeah, I have a personal experience. I went to Cape Coast for Athletics Junior Championship. On my way back, it started raining. The rain caught us whilst we were on our way to Accra. From Kasua all the way up to Kaneshi, the whole place was flooded. Mm. That day, I ended up getting home around 2 or 3 a.m.
Mm.
Because the place was flooded. You could see small, small cars getting submerged.
Mm.
And the fear was, this gentleman, would a person survive it?
During that demonstration, the Occupy...
Yeah, Flagstaff House.
I tweeted something. That thing has been in my mind since. I was going home after it had rained in the office. In fact, at that time, it didn't rain in town. Apparently, it had rained in at the home. You know how rain works. So I'm going home. Half the road is flooded, of course. I said that Ponglo, Shiashi side, when you go, three lane becomes one lane. So we are all managing one lane. And see, the thing is, when it gets very bad, some taxis, trotskis don't want to go past a certain, you can understand them because they are thinking about their cars. So what it means is that the people who are taking public transport will have to stop at the last junction and walk. So it was around like 9:30, 10. I think it was past 10. And I'm driving, I'm feeling cool. So by that time, traffic has one lane, I'm going, I turn, it's a red light. I turn and I see this mother with her child at the back. She has pulled up her cloth.
Yeah.
They are walking in the rain. See, I was just looking at the thing like, and this woman votes, so.
Yeah.
This woman is being taxed. No, think about it, too. Yeah. The small she's getting, she's voting because she wants things to be better.
Yeah.
She's being taxed. She's a woman. The part she's using, they are taxing. The food tax. Everything is being taxed. And you can't fix this small drainage problem so that the transport that you are taxing also, the trust can take her to a house junction. Like, you can't do this small thing for her.
It's a major problem. But Eben, you just mentioned that this is something that is quite repetitive. As journalists, we've reported it many times. Is this a situation that we are hopeful will ever be fixed? If in the 1960s graphics was reported flooding in Accra, 2024 is still flooding.
You know, sometimes when you speak about our situation, people think that, oh, you are being too negative. You know, you are being too negative. Ghana has made some progress. But let's face it, if the same problems, certain problems have not been solved for decades, how should I be proud about the country making progress? There are other indicators where we're doing well, but these are basic things, and these things concern human life. I think about 2-3 years ago, there was a similar flooding. By then, I lived at Klagon, Lashibi Klagon, and one young doctor who was working at Lekma died. A lady, she was trying to drive through the water. I think she thought she could, and it just sped off, and then in the bridge, it just carried her away. It's just, you know, I tell people that a lot of deaths in our part of the world are actually avoidable deaths.
Plenty.
You know, I have a colleague, journalist, Nanama. She said, Eben, in this country, anything at all can kill you. The hospital can kill you easily. The road can kill you easily because of some stupid driver. The rain, will just rain, and then small flooding can kill you. Like, you know, it's such a miracle to live.
I'm telling you,
anything can easily take away your life. And you see, when you talk, people say, oh, Ghana forces some can be. But you see, I tell people that everything is leadership. I'm telling you, anybody who stands anywhere and tells you it's the Ghanaian people, Ghanaians are indisciplined, they too, they are part of it, they've been throwing waste into the rubbish. It's the failure of leadership. I always tell people that the Ghanaian who jumps traffic in Accra and goes scot-free may not jump traffic on the street of Amsterdam.
No, we
or
no,
this should have.
We wouldn't even
because the camera will catch you. You don't need a physical policeman. So it is systems and leadership. See, no matter how you go around and come, it still comes down to those who have appointed themselves that or put themselves out that we want to lead and make a change. You have no excuse.
You made a very good point because we've seen those CD cars with the red number. Yeah. We've seen them misbehaving on the road.
Yeah.
Don't go and do that in the country.
No, they won't.
But if you do it in Ghana, it's free.
You can go free.
So, yeah, you can do it.
And you see, the thing about the gutters and our road in particular, there's a corruption conversation that's linked to it.
Hmm?
Yeah, corruption is linked to the state of our roads and the state of our gutters. Because you see, we give a road contract or a gutter contract to some party secretary somewhere.
Yep.
I'm telling you, a lot of time he may not even have any, he may not be a contractor. He'll be a middleman, lead some contractor. Yeah. So by the time the government, the money that you have set for the project, by the time people take their kickbacks, I tell you, what is left is small.
And
so by the time they fix the gutter, it'll be rubbish. The rubbish. Next rain will take it away.
And in fact,
even road.
And in fact, you would not be willing to give the person to the contract, a person who is more qualified to do it.
Because the more qualified person will insist on certain standards, will not cut the money because they need to build a certain quality. I lived at Ashaiman. My parents are at Ashaiman. Mm. There's a place called Jericho. That's where they are.
Yeah, I know Jericho.
The roads in Jericho have been fixed about 3 times or 4 times. Every day, every 2 years, it will scatter again. Because the contractor, the money, no, Charlie. They share the thing.
I don't know if you do that again. We've had how many presidents? Like Rawlings, like Kufuor, Atta Mills, John Mahama, and now President Mills. If you are to rate these presidents in terms of...
President Nanadu. You said, and now President Mills.
President
Ekufuor-Addo. Ekufuor-Addo. Hey, sorry, Nanadu. Pachawai. If you are to rate these presidents in terms of their approach to addressing challenges like the flooding situation, where would you put them?
To be honest, from where I sit...
Okay, give me Jerry and Rawlings 0.9 or
no, 9%. I can't rate Rawlings. I can't rate Kufuor. I can't rate Mills. I can only rate Mahama and Nanadu.
Rate the two.
Because that's where my adult life started.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you go and ask a child right now, she'll probably say Ghana is nice because her parents are doing everything possible to get make life nice for her.
So, let's go.
Rating so Nanadu 8 years.
Mm.
I don't think he's done anything that I can feel or see.
So
honestly,
negative.
I don't even want to rate him.
Yeah.
No, you see, rating means you've done something. And what?
Yeah.
I can't.
It's nothing to rate.
There's nothing to rate.
F-A, no.
There's nothing because you see, even the quote unquote good things he's done have come along with ripple effect problems. You understand? So you look at free SHS and you look at the issues it's come with, and then someone will ask you, was it worth doing it?
What about Mahama?
Mahama to latter. Mahama was still in school, so even that, I was not earning money. Like, life was nice. Like, I was comfortable. I'll say I was comfortable. I was not going to ask daddy, what are you doing to? But today, my parents will come and sit and we are talking about how hard Ghana is. And based on testimony of people who have lived across board, I think this is probably the worst.
Yeah.
And I keep asking God, why did you make me an adult during this time? Because Charlie, why?
Eben, you there. So if your journalism started in 2014, 10 years ago, if you rate all of them, if you rate Rawlings, you know, rate Rawlings?
No.
What about Kufuor?
It starts from Kufuor.
Okay.
But even like Danny said, I mean, the rating, it's quite wide in general because you see, there are so many indicators you want to rate somebody on.
Yeah.
You know, there are different things. You have different sectors. But I think if your question was specifically on the flooding issue, then I would say that nobody has done anything. Because if the problem has persisted from 1960, according to the graphic report, till today, we are experiencing, then nobody has solved any flooding problem.
Yeah.
They may have solved some bits and pieces in certain areas, but the bigger picture we are seeing, I mean, look at the Odo River.
Yeah.
Your former information minister, who was found with so much money stashed in her home, promised us they were going to drain the budget they gave for that thing. And today, here we are.
Are you hopeful that this flooding situation will ever be resolved?
Charlie, I just feel that the change Ghana is looking for may not happen in my generation.
Hi.
I'm being honest with you.
Okay.
Again, unless something drastic happens and one of them get to feel the effect of it, nothing is going to change.
Wow.
And you know, for the 20 years, I was telling somebody a few days ago that I have had a privilege for the last 20 years to taste NDC and MPP, the duopoly of our country that we cannot easily break. In fact, I was having a conversation with her. I told them, see, a third force is almost an impossibility in Ghana.
Yeah.
And I'll give you another conversation later about that. You know, and I told them that if there's any better time to know that this duopoly would not be any useful thing to us. It will be determined by the next 4 years if the power changes hands and Mahama comes.
And that's going to be quite a difficult one, Eben. That's going to be quite a difficult one. This conversation, you can have it on my joyonline.com, YouTube, Spotify, TuneIn, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcast, Apple, and Stitcher. This has been Bus Stop Diaries with me, Muftau Nabila Abdullah. I've been doing this with Daniel Cranston and Eben Afanyedazi. Thanks very much for your time.